I think I agree with all of them, really. They're basically saying that this is how it is for people in the private sector, in the real world. So, for example, nowadays, if you're in your late 20s, you don't expect to have your own flat. You expect to share with other people. On housing benefit now, you get your own flat. What the government is saying, well, that's not fair because the people who are working paying for this don't expect to have their own home, their own flat. They have to share. So it's right that people on benefits should have the same kind of rules applied. The one, like I said, the one area that I think may cause problems for the government is the 10% cut, because that's it's seen as, it's not where you're changing things so it's more in line so that people who are on benefits aren't better off than everyone else, and it's not changing it so that people who refuse to work are being punished. The problem is that there may be some genuine cases of people out there who can't find work, like I said, because they have bad skills themselves, they live in areas where there aren't that many jobs anyway, who end up being penalised by that. And I think that's where the problems for the government in this whole area come across. Now, out of the 2 billion, that particular proposal is only a few hundred million, and they may change it. I think that the Liberal Democrats, in particular, will find it hard to justify that particular cut, so the coalition may have to row back on it.